Cool Beaches Podcast 9. Let us look at Florida real estate and the benefits of living, working, doing business and owning real estate in Florida. It's from two articles that we wrote, which were published in September and October 2019 in Universal News Network. Homes and condominiums along Florida and coastal regions sell anywhere from $300,000 to over $100 million. If you are interested in buying or selling luxury homes, condominiums, commercial or investment industrial property, farms, ranches, or agriculture properties, please contact Fabulous Homes Inc., a Florida licensed real estate agent and realtor at 954-491-7600. In this podcast number 9, let us look at Florida and the tax benefits of living, working, doing business and owning real estate in Florida. Florida means full of flowers, and it was named in honor of Spain's Easter celebration known as Pascua Florida or Feast of Flowers by the Spanish conqueror and explorer Juan Ponceleon on April 2nd, 1513, during Easter week, Passion Week, which in Spanish is Pascua Florida or La Pascua de la Florida. In English, Flowery Easter, as Easter is celebrated in spring and flowers are in bloom. He discovered the Florida Peninsula, claimed it for Spain, and named it La Florida, even though various American Indian tribes had been living here for centuries. La Florida, Spanish Florida, included the present state of Florida, plus large parts of the several of the southeastern states of the United States, and remained a Spanish colony as part of the Captaincy General of Florida under Spanish Empire for a period of over 200 years. Spanish settlers started settling in La Florida, introduced Christianity to La Florida, converted some of the Native Americans to Christianity, and thus Spain became the first country to establish Christianity in North America. City of St. Augustine in Northeast Florida was the capital of La Florida for over 200 years and is the oldest European settlement in North America. After the British and the French colonization of America, Spain lost most of the northern parts of La Florida. Spain eventually sold what remained of La Florida to the United States, which later became the 27th state of Florida in 1845. Presently, Florida is referred to as a sunshine state for its year-round sunshine, great weather, beautiful beaches and landscape. Florida is a peninsula surrounded on three sides by water, the Atlantic Ocean on the east, the Straits of Florida on the south, and the Gulf of Mexico on the west, with beautiful beaches all around the coast, making it truly a paradise. Thus, it is surrounded by beautiful beaches on three sides for you to enjoy. Additionally, there are numerous bodies of water in the interior, including several lakes, canals, bays and rivers, and some of these canals and rivers connect to the Atlantic Ocean or the Gulf of Mexico at various inlets along the coast. This combination makes it a recreational paradise for swimming, boating, yachting, fishing, vacationing, relaxing, as well as for sporting events and living here year-round. Its climate and beauty is akin to that of Kerala, except that Kerala has mountains, while the only mountains you see across in Florida are a couple of waste mountains created from waste dumps. Kerala is India's southwestern coastal state and is considered one of the most exotic places on earth. Kerala has the Arabian Sea to its west, Indian Ocean to its south, and mountains called the Western Ghats to its east. Then there is the Everglades, running along the middle of southern Florida and ending in the Florida Bay. Everglades is a natural wetlands ecosystem, which happens to be a very unique ecosystem in the world, where numerous species of plants and animals have been coexisting in harmony for thousands of years. Florida is indeed one of the most beautiful and exotic places the God created. It is a land of milk and honey. Now let us look at the tax benefits of living, working, doing business and owning real estate in Florida. Florida is one of the very few states in the United States that has no state or local income tax. Further, with the new U.S. tax laws enacted in 2017, most people in the United States are encountering double taxation, while Florida is one of the very few states in the USA where you can escape all or some of the double taxation and save money and thus avoid some of the adverse effects from the restrictions placed on the salt sales and local tax deduction. Salt tax includes state and local city income taxes, local sales taxes, and real property tax. New restrictions placed on the salt deduction. Most people are now taxed twice on the same earned income. Further, Florida offers property owners several other great tax benefits through homestead exemption, portability tax law provisions, save our homes laws, and some of which are available only in Florida. This has set off a migration to Florida of the well-to-do and the wealthy who are snatching up fabulous properties at bargain prices, as they can now save large amounts of in taxes since they don't have to pay any state and local income taxes, obtain tax savings from homestead exemptions, portability law provisions, Save Our Homes laws, etc. As you can see, Florida is one of the only states in the United States that also offers a combination of beautiful beaches, coastlines, weather, and resort-style living, while also offering all the amenities that you can think of, as well as all these tax savings they can obtain from owning Florida real estate.